Well, Jane Ace got a good job for her boy singer, whom she discovered in an orphanage. He sings now on the radio, sponsored by a chain of shoe stores. Our scene now is the Ace's bungalow about a week later. It's after dinner, and we find Jane, Mr. Ace, and their friend Marge sitting around the living room. Jane is reading a letter she has received from her protégé. Listen.
And today I received my first check, $100. You can't imagine how thrilled I was. Yes, I can. I can only say I thank you. You're welcome. You will never know how grateful I am. Oh, yes, I will. I almost cried with joy. You did. But the first thing
Jane, would you mind just reading that without that editorial comment?
Say, pardon?
If you're going to read the letter, just read it without all that you did. I will.
Oh, let her finish it.
Oh, I wish you would.
Oh,
what does he mean?
Those little comments you're putting in there, they are a little distracting. Like when he says he thanks you and you add, you're welcome.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
I didn't notice it. Did I say
well,
that?
Well, we did, so if you want to finish the letter, just read it without all that. That is, if you want us to understand it.
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, I won't do it anymore.
Well, thanks, Jane.
You're welcome, dear.
Now, there you go again.
Oh, Jane. He almost cried with joy.
He did.
Now, do you see what you mean? Well, let the rest of it go. We get the general idea. He's doing all right. We don't have to hear the details.
Oh, no, now, wait. I'm almost finished. Well, where was I? Oh, yes. But the first thing I thought of when I saw the check was my debt to you. So I enclosed the $40 you paid for my suit and overcoat.
He what?
Jane, did he actually send that money?
Money?
He says he's sending back the $40 we spent on him. Is it there?
Well, where's the envelope?
Oh, here it is. What do you want with it?
Let me see that. Yes, here are two $20 bills.
What?
Oh, I didn't see that. Look, dear.
Well, how do you like that? I didn't want him to send that money back to us.
Well, he said he was going to when Jane bought him the clothes.
Oh.
Well, what do you think of that, dear? Look, two autographed pictures of Andrew Jackson.
But I don't want autographed pictures of Andrew Jackson.
Yes, he should have sent a picture of himself, like all radio stars.
I don't want anything from him, Jane. I'm glad he's doing well. I'm glad we were able to give him a start. I don't want that money.
Oh, well, thanks, dear.
Thanks for what?
Are you going to keep it, Jane?
Yes, he doesn't want it, and I can't send it back to Caruso. What'll he think? Besides, I can use it around the house. I need a few little odds and evens I've been thinking of buying anyway.
Well, mister, you talked yourself out of that $40.
But the boy's going to need that money. He's still studying boys.
I think Jane's right. He will feel bad if we send it back to him.
Oh, I know he will.
Is that all there is to the letter, Jane?
Oh, no. For my suit and overcoat. My other debt, I can never repay you. I wonder why. Words can never express how I feel. Oh, that's why. Your reward will be in heaven, or vice versa.
Vice versa.
Now, isn't that a sweet letter?
It certainly is, Jane, and it must make you feel pretty good to have done such a good turn.
Oh, it was nothing, Marge.
Oh, yes, it was. You gave that boy a chance to make something of himself.
Oh, it was nothing, Marge.
If it hadn't been for you, he'd still be in that orphanage.
Oh, it was nothing,
Marge. All right, it was nothing, Jane.
Oh, I don't know. I gave that boy a chance to make something of himself.
Oh, it was nothing.
Well, if it hadn't been for me, wouldn't he still be in that orphanage?
Oh, it was nothing.
Oh, I don't know.
Right now, you two. Enough of that. The fact remains the boy is doing well and he's grateful. Grateful enough, at least, to pay back some of the money you advanced.
Oh, well, here, dear.
What's that?
I'll split it with you. You take this one and I'll take this one.
Oh, I don't want it.
No, we're partners in this. We'll go 20-20 on it.
Oh, we'll go 20-20. Well, okay, if you insist.
He took it. How do you like that?
Well, you insisted that I take it. I didn't want it.
Oh, all right, dear. Keep it, Sam.
Isn't this awful? Didn't she
all
say?
All right, dear. I said keep it.
All right.
Well, that's that.
Yes, that's that. Now what?
Now what?
Yes. What next?
What do you mean, what next?
What am I going to do next?
I've often wondered.
Yes.
Do you have to do something?
Well, I can't just sit around here twiddling my thumbs.
Why can't you sit around here toddling your thumbs? It's good exercise for the thumbs.
My thumbs don't need exercise. I want to do something.
Something you can put your fingers into.
Oh, leave my thumbs out of it.
I wish you would.
She wants to lend a hand to somebody, don't you, Jane?
Yes.
Marge, are you going to start about my thumbs, too?
No, Jane, I was only kidding.
Oh, you two don't understand. Because it's easy enough for you. You both go away in the morning to your offices and you meet people and talk to people. Things going on, and you don't come back till dinner. What have I got? Laura and getting dinner. Same thing day after day.
Oh, I see what you mean. If you rest, you rust. Is that it?
Huh?
If you rest, you rust. Is that what you mean?
Yes, that's cute. If I rest, I rust. That's what I mean. Yes,
dear. Oh, you had to give her something new now.
Well, that's what she means. She wants action.
Well, what does she want from me? How do other women manage to spend their days? They don't get into the messes she gets into.
No, they play bridge. Do you want me to stop playing
bridge? No, Jane. No, not that. Please.
Well, what then?
I don't know, Jane, but anything but that. Please.
But I must do something.
Oh, you must.
Yes, I must. Like Mark says, if I must, I must.
No, Jane, that's not what I said.
Well, how was that again, Mark?
If you rest, you rust.
Yes, if I rest, I rust. That means
I know
don't...
what it means, Jane, but I still don't know what you can do.
Oh, if somebody's at the door. I'll go there.
Well, this may be the answer to your prayer, Jane.
I wonder who this is. Are you expecting anybody, Mark?
No, not that I know of.
Why, Betty.
Did you say Betty?
Wow. Betty, when did you get back? Where's Carl? Is that a mink coat? Dear, it's Betty with a mink coat.
Well, here comes the bride.
Hello, Marge.
Look, dear. Oh, Betty, I didn't kiss
Hello,
you.
Hello, Betty. When did you get back from your honeymoon?
Just now.
Oh, where's your husband?
Is that a mink coat, Betty? It is, isn't it?
Yes, Aunt Jane, it is.
I thought it was. Look, dear, and a mink hat to match. Betty, you look marvelous. You look positively stunned. Doesn't she look marvelous? Oh, Betty, I haven't kissed you yet.
Will you please stop pawing her long enough?
Well, she's my niece, and she just got back from the honeymoon. I can't help it if I'm excited, can I?
Well, how are you, Betty?
Personally, I was never better in my life.
Where's Carl?
Well, take it off, Betty. Let me try it on.
Try it on? You can have it.
Have it?
Betty, what are you talking about?
I said she can have it.
Oh, stop joking. Take it off, Betty. Isn't it beautiful? It's real mink, isn't it? Oh, that's a silly question to ask. I can tell it is. Here, I'll help you.
I can manage, Aunt Jane.
Betty, how's everything coming along?
Wonderful, now.
Well, what does that mean?
There, how does that look, dear?
What?
How do I look? Here I am. You didn't even know me. Do I look like I just stepped out of a bandwagon or not? Oh, Betty, this is so warm and soft. How much did it cost? I mean, aren't you the lucky girl?
Yes, aren't I?
Are you? I'll say the world you are. I know girls that would give their right name to have a coat like this. Can I try on the hat, Betty?
Yes, you can have that, too.
Have it? Oh, stop joking, Betty.
Yes.
Betty, don't you think you ought to say something?
About what?
About anything you care to talk about. What's on your mind?
Oh, don't worry about what's on her mind. Look what's on mine. Do you wear it down like this over this eye? Is that it, Betty? How's that, Mark?
Jane, will you please stop parading around here?
Did you bring any luggage with you?
I did not.
Well, where did you just come from?
From the station. I just got into town.
Well, you must have had luggage. Where is it?
I don't know, and don't ask me so many questions.
What?
Well, why don't you say something, then? What are you walking up and down like that for? What's happened?
Is my room still here?
Your room?
Yes, we didn't move it out. It's still part of the house, if that's
what... What do you mean, is your room still here?
Well, where's Carl, Betty? I forgot all about him.
You're lucky.
I'm lucky? Well, you don't see me with any mink coats and hats to match. You're the lucky one. I bet you must have had a marvelous trip. Where's Carl?
He's not with me, is he?
No, but he must have been. I never heard of a honeymoon trip without a husband.
The honeymoon's over.
Yes, I know.
Well, will you please let her say something here?
I think she'd better say something. Now sit down, Betty.
I have nothing to say, and I don't want to sit down, and will all of you please stop staring at me?
Yes, what are you all staring at her for? She's a bride. You're going to make the bride blush. Oh, I had a letter from your mother last week, Betty. She said you were so happy when you brought Carl over to the house.
That was last week.
Yes, last week. I said last week. Mother wrote me that you didn't stay very long because you and Carl wanted to go on some kind of a trip. Did you take that boat trip you were telling me you were going to take?
We did.
Don't tell me the ship you launched on the stormy seas of matrimony has hit a sandbar.
If it did, I'm not sending out any SOS messages.
But it did hit a sandbar.
It did. Betty, did you get seasick?
Oh. No, Aunt Jane.
But he said the boat...
It seems to me that the captain's deserted the ship.
Or are you the captain?
What do you think?
No,
what?
It sounds like mutiny.
Will all of you stop picking on me? I can't stand it.
Yeah, what's the matter with you two? Can't you see she doesn't want to talk about it? It makes her seasick. Oh, what I give to take a boat trip. I'm so homesick.
Homesick?
Yes, I'm sick of home. I'd like to go someplace like Betty did.
Oh. You're welcome to it, Aunt Jane.
Well, thanks. Your mother wrote me that they were just crazy about Carl.
They were?
Oh, yes, especially your father. Wasn't that funny, the way he and Carl played pinochle and Carl lost $30?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's lovely when a son-in-law gets along so nice with his outlaws. Where is Carl? I bet he must be crazy about you and this mink coat and hat.
I'll bet.
How does it look on me, dear?
If you could get a muzzle, a match, you'd have something.
Now, look, Betty, you're not just going to stand there and not say anything, are you?
I'm tired. I've been on the train all day. I want to go to bed and rest and try to get some sleep.
But you can't just walk in here like this.
Okay, Ace. That'll be enough for tonight. She's right. She is tired. Come on, Betty. I'll take you to your room.
You don't have to. I know the way.
To her room?
We're not asking any more questions tonight, Jane.
Yes, but what if she needs you a room?
Come on, Betty. You're not going to be grilled any more tonight.
Thanks, Maud.
Oh, well, your coat, Betty. You forgot your coat.
Never mind, Aunt Jane.
Well, I'll hang it up here for you then, Betty.
Good night.
Can you find everything that you'll need?
Yes, Jane. I'll find it.
Well.
Dear.
What?
You know what I think? She and Carl had a fight.
No.
I bet they did.
No.
Well, honestly, sometimes you're as innocent as a new mown hay. I'll bet $1 million they had a fight.
No bet.
She can't pull the bull over my eyes. Yes,
well, if Jane was looking for something to keep her mind occupied, she has it now. We won't take that bet either, but we learn the details of the sudden ending of Betty's and Carl's honeymoon when next we meet the Easy Aces.